This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. Are you that exceptional American? I think you are. Absolutely, I think you are. Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on, as usual. It's hump day. It's a humper. And boy, howdy. Mumbles is mumbling off in the corner of the Senate right now. We're talking about Mitch McConnell, of course. If you have not heard, and I don't know why you wouldn't have heard, it's been around for days now, healthcare didn't get approved by the Republicans. And everybody's up in arms that here these Republicans are found in this conundrum. They have won. They get used to winning, winning, winning. And sometimes when you win, you have responsibilities. Republicans, don't want to coach you up or anything, but you know, when Obama was president and you were foisting upon his desk these repeal Obamacare proposals, these bills, and he was saying, nope, net nine, nada, not going to happen under Obama. 59 times you ran bills and, you know, it was all a big spoof. You knew it was not going anywhere, but you ran it anywhere. Just so you could get elected in 2016, but now there's responsibilities. And, of course, everybody says, well, you know, you had all these bills, repeal and replace, and not one came forward like you designed it to. And Republicans, you couldn't pass diddly squat. We need to bring in the squatty potties. That might help. Squatty potties. Boy, we are getting so retentive around here. That's all I can say. Speaking of retentive, Jerry Brown. No, I'm sorry. He's coming up in a second. I'm trying to get my thoughts together here. But Mumbles is off in the corner. He doesn't know what to do. Then there's Paul Ryan, who just loves Donald Trump, you know. And by the way, I told you that Mitch McConnell has this bromance going on with Donald too, right? Can you imagine Mitch McConnell having any kind of bromance or even romance? That's another bad visual. I have slapped him around with two bad visuals on the show today. That's not a good thing. Okay. Anyway, getting back into this whole healthcare thing, the Republicans are left holding the bag of Obamacare. How to repeal it, how to fix it. It's blowing up the economy. What do you do? Hey, well, you know, for them, for some, it's just give the insurance companies a big multi-billion dollar bailout. And people like Rand Paul said, no, we're not going to do that. I'm in favor of doing things like, and I've heard this before. I actually heard, her name's Dagan. Can't remember her last name. She's on Fox Business. And by the way, I prefer business, Fox Business, over the other Fox channel. Just because it's so liberal now. I mean, you got spotted shows that are still hanging in with the old school stuff like Hannity and stuff and Fox and Friends. But that's it. Everybody else has just gone liberal to the deep side. And, you know, the Five and the, I don't know, the Outnumbered thing that goes on. And Meghan McCain. My gosh. Anyway, thinking of what we need to be doing here. But I really respect her. I think she's a great reporter, by the way. And Melissa Francis, who, by the way, was on the show last week here on Agenda 21 Radio. I think they've got some. And Maria Bartiromo, you know, God love her. I used to love her on CNBC, MSNBC, whatever. And she's fantastic on Fox Business. She's absolutely fantastic. So that, I mean, she's just great. She's got fabulous business acumen that I don't possess. So I respect her. But they were talking about, finally, somebody in the mainstream media has picked up on this. And I say that because in all frustration, it's been Chris Street. Chris Street, 8 years ago, who figured out right away what Roberts had put together as a ruling to support Obamacare and say it's legal. Remember, he was a deciding vote, and everybody thought, oh, my God, Chief Justice Roberts, he's a conservative. He's going to go along and axe it down. He didn't. He said, Commerce Clause. Nobody's thought about this, and this is the statement I'm going to make. It was Chris Street, our very own Chris Street, who was driving down Interstate 5 after doing a radio show here with me. When the ruling came out, he pulled over on the side of the road and with his cell phone typed in what he thought Justice Roberts was actually saying in his ruling. And he was dead on. He said, oh, guess what? All those little fees and all those other little add-ons that's in Obamacare, they're called taxes. That was a big revelation then, but nobody's brought it up. It was like 23 huge taxes. And everybody's, well, it's taxes. Am I going to do the taxes? Well, wait a minute. Why don't you break it out and think legislatively what you need to do with the taxes? Maybe you need to get rid of the taxes. Now, there's some discussion, well, we can't get rid of the taxes because the taxes are so big, they just can't fail. Now, where are we? I heard that today. I thought, and then Dagan, she jumps in. She says, we need to get rid of the taxes. First, let's get rid of those taxes. And then they said, well, in this whole tax plan that they have coming forward for the president, which is, by the way, they're saying it's on track. We're going to get into that in a second. They say that this is something that's going to happen, the tax, cutting the taxes. I hope so. By the way, it worked for Ronald Reagan really, really, really well. And a lot of other Americans really, and most Americans, all Americans. Everybody benefited by the tax breaks that Ronald Reagan put in, and they will benefit by this one. So getting rid of the Obamacare taxes, they say, will be disastrous. So let's take it up, the taxes, in these cuts that are coming up for the tax cuts of Donald Trump. So that's what I think they're planning to do. But repeal it, yes. Let's do it now. I think symbolically you got to do that. Republicans, you want to get elected, you want to have a Republican House and a Republican Senate, and keep the Republican president happy. I mean, do you want Nancy Pelosi back as your speaker? God forbid. please, God, be on our side. God, please be on our side. That's, you know, that's the thing. That's the thing. God is on our side. Well, you got to have faith, you know. So, what are we going to do? We're going to come back to it. But first, where are we at in all this? I'm going to play for you a little rant. It's the rant from Jerry Brown. I have to play it so you can hear a madman speaking.
Climate change is real. It is a threat to organized human existence. Maybe not in my life. I'll be dead. What am I saying?
A threat to organized human existence. Really? Well, in a minute, you're going to hear somebody who might have a little bit different opinion about climate change, but certainly about how Jerry might think about organized human existence. An Oroville resident speaking up two nights ago at the spillway meetings. Now, the Department of Water Resources, which is run by the, well, Jerry Brown administration, right? They've been having these outreach meetings. They started two nights ago. They had one last night. They're going to have one on the 24th. I'll be there on that one. And they're just trying to reach out and touch someone. Anyone. Like they tried to touch me on February 12th. I'm glad I smacked them down. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. Numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
And we're back. We are so back. You're on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Please feel free to email me, paul@a21r.com. Okay. Jerry Brown. We're not about Jerry Brown right now, but I want to bring you up to date. This is a week ago, 6 days ago, actually, that Jerry Brown was actually entered the assembly, the Senate hearing that was going on about climate change, cap and trade bill, and all that good stuff. It's kind of interesting because, you know, the farce that is being foisted upon us by the man who follows the encyclical of the Pope, as governor, sitting governor, goes into the legislative branch and testifies. I mean, have you ever heard of the president going to Congress and testifying? Now, we're not talking about the State of the Union. We're talking about the president just walking right in and say, look, I got this bill and you got to ram it through. And, you know, I'm going to stand here in my pulpit and I'm going to bully you inside your own chamber. There's something called separation of powers in a democracy. And by all means, Jerry Brown has violated that by going into the Senate and basically bullying people. Now, this is how he did it. This is how he did it. The ravings of a madman.
Climate change is real. It is a threat to organized human existence. Maybe not in my life. I'll be dead. What am I, 79? Do I have 5 years more? Do I have 10 years more? 15? I don't know. 20? I don't know. I don't know if I want that long. But most of you people, when I look out here, a lot of you people are going to be alive. And you're going to be alive in a horrible situation that you're going to see mass migrations, vector diseases, forest fires. So I'm not here about some cockamamie legacy that people talk about. This isn't for me. I'm going to be dead. It's for you. It's for you, and it's damn real. So I just ask you, take it seriously and give us that vote.
Yeah, that's Jerry Brown. Well, we have something called the Oroville Dam that just about broke, and mass migration, maybe that was on his mind when the dam almost broke. It's kind of interesting how this whole thing plays out, ladies and gentlemen. It's very interesting because we have these spillway meetings now in Oroville. That was the first stop on the 17th. And people had something to say.
Okay, Patrick. Thank you. My name is Patrick Porgans. I'm with Porgans and Associates. I've been on the river for 45 years. I know a little bit about how the operation of the reservoir is conducted. I'm going to correct somebody right now. The maximum outflow on that control spillway was 167,000 CFS. The question I had on that 5.2 million acre feet, this is a multi-part question. What was the maximum inflow into the reservoir during that event?
The question, Patrick, was for which event?
The May 7th,
Representative from the DWR here, responding.
So the maximum inflow was nearly 200,000 CFS. And so, as you recall, the maximum outflow was 100,000 CFS.
Okay.
So essentially half of what the maximum inflow was, and it potentially could have gone down the river. So the dam did serve its flood control function with that respect. And that's been the case, 97, same thing. We had 300,000 CFS coming in, the 160-some thousand CFS going out. Same in 2006. We had 160,000 CFS coming in, 80,000.
Let me tell you what they're talking about here. The night of, well, actually from the time from about February 10th to 12th, 13th, it was being touted as being an unusually high and heavy rainstorm and heavy floods and stuff like that. An unusually, seasonally, unusually rainfall coming into the Oroville Dam, thus causing it to overtop. That was the excuse. And, of course, what Patrick is saying is that that's not true. And it wasn't true. It was a lie.
CFS going out. So, essentially, the dam has served its purpose in terms of cutting those maximum inflows essentially in half.
Okay. Now, he ate up a few of my minutes.
Fair enough.
I appreciate that. Okay. I appreciate that. But the question is, according to the manual, we did not experience the Standard Project flood. The Standard Project flood is 440,000 coming in with a 1.5 million acre feet of water in the 72-hour period.
Porgans is calling him out as lying. That's what's happening here. Now, here we are in July. These people have never owned up to this because they're dishonest people. They're lying. As usual with the DWR. He's straightening them out. So it was not an unusual water rain event that caused the dam to overtop the night of the 11th or the day of the 11th. When I was standing up there on the dam, I was watching it. I was there. I was watching it overtop on the emergency spillway, about to overtop on the whole dam. And if you were overtopping on a dam, that's really evil, really bad. But that was just a setup, because remember, we evacuated. There was an evacuation of about 200,000 people and a near killing of a million. If it hadn't been the actions of a very brave and courageous sheriff. Now, Porgans is exactly right. He's called them out. They're lying. Now, this is not unusual. I mean, what's really interesting is that you have a lot of residents who have lived around the Orville Dam for 50-some years. Their families, their parents, their dads, you actually built the dam, and they've stuck around. I lived in Orville for a while. I get it. I understand these people. Now, they follow the dam. They watch the dam. They understand the all the nuances of the dam. They understand the top secret things going on inside the dam. Department of Defense, anybody? They get it. And of course, when you have an emergency like this, they totally get what's going on. And now they're calling them out. There's just people coming forward, calling these people out as the liars that they are. You see, these people that are working for the Department of Water Resources, you know, they're here today, gone tomorrow. But these are the people that are there all the time in the shadow of the dam, and they know that something really, really evil has taken place there. And now, what, 5 months later, people have assembled the facts. And they've looked at the facts. And these homegrown people in Oroville are calling them out. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm just telling you, for Jerry Brown, you are really called out at this meeting. You are really called out. And we're going to get into that. We're going to get into that tomorrow. We're not letting Brown out of this one. Oh, no. The coward that he is, the lack of visibility on the dam to show people that we can work through this and give them encouragement. Oh, no, Jerry Brown won't do that because he hates the dam. He hates dams. He wants to blow them up, tear them down. Now, it's kind of interesting. People have gotten that drift already all throughout the area. People understand the evil that exists with Jerry Brown and his ilk. And by extension, the workers of the DWR who are just trying to do their own professional job. My gosh. What about those workers on the night of the 12th that didn't say anything to the sheriff about impending doom and danger to nearly 2 million Californians? And just moments away from murdering those at least a million by anybody's base estimates. We'll be back. Oh, more Porgans, you bet.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And Numana, numana.com/ for all of your prepper needs. You never know when the next dam is going to open up, if you know what I mean. When it rains, it pours, and then dams open up. Maybe that's the Jerry Brown legacy. I have a feeling it was supposed to be Oroville Dam. He's so much in love with tearing down dams and rewilding and depopulating the planet. That's his theme. That's been his mantra, his theme since I was teaching environmental science back in the 70s. Isn't that amazing? It's been a long run for you, Jer. A lot of people were wishing certain things as you gave your rant last Thursday. The ranting of a madman. You just heard it. A madman. Okay, so Porgans, Patrick Porgans, of Oroville, talking to the DWR, this is what else he had to say.
So, yeah, the dam is working the way the manual is supposed to work. But you've never experienced the standard project flood, not counting the maximum project flood, which would put us over that 700,000 mark. You have exceeded the downstream channel capacities in the past in 97. I've been involved in every major lawsuit. You lost, because we provided information to show that there was a maintenance, operational, and in this case, a managerial decision. I'm coming in and I'm conducting a forensic accounting. I'm a forensic accountant.
Oh my God. He's been involved with a lot of lawsuits against the DWR, and they've lost all of them because of his data that he's provided Porgans and Associates. He's not a happy camper with this part. Because he's admitting, he's getting them, he's saying them, he's confronting, you've mismanaged it badly. What you were telling us before is a lie about the water levels. What you're telling us now is a lie about what happened those nights leading up to the 12th, about all the water coming in. It was supposed to be an extra special, and it wasn't. It was not even closely related to the amount of water that was coming into the dam as an inflow into the reservoir in 97, which I was here for that. I remember vividly 97. Now, poor Gans is on the war path. It just gets better.
I'm coming in, and I'm going to look at everything that happened here. When you tell me the Department of Safety and Dams is involved here, that's part of the Department of Water Resources. When I went there to get the records to try to find out on the annual inspections which the Department of Water Resources, that's a division of the Department of Water Resources, is responsible for, they didn't even have the records there at them over in the main building. I'm saying to you that I want to compliment you on your progress on getting to where you are, which is a monumental feat, but the basic indications that I have now, this was a managerial issue. This was an O&M issue. So there was no God-created situation.
No God-created situation. Sorry, God was taking a break that night. He wasn't available. Sorry, we're out. We're out like trout, if you know what I mean. This is the group that chose fish over humans. That's what they were doing. They were so concerned about fish habitat, they just sort of forgot about all that water that was coming up to overtop the dam, and they thought, well, you know what, the water will just sheet right over the emergency spillway. We've never used it. Let's just try it out and see what happens. Let's just cause this dam to overtop. That's exactly what they did. They were worried about fish habitat in the Feather River, and they risked 200,000 lives at least, maybe a million.
Here. The Department of Water Resources is responsible, and anybody that had to move out of their homes because of that last-minute emergency, which you obviously put on the sheriff's back, I'm saying they should be compensated. Now, the last point I want to make is while you're up there, you know, trying to fix your mistakes, I'm saying, what have you done downstream from where the diversion pool is? I've been in touch with the Corps of Engineers. I've been in touch with NIMS. I've been in touch with the California Department of Fish and Game, or Fish and Wildlife, whatever you call it, and I've been in touch with several other agencies. You have not filed for a 404. You have not filed for a 401 under the Clean Water Act. That's a navigable river. We're now going out and taking, I want a geomorphological study to show the impacts that you've created. We've got sand in some areas 5 and 6 feet deep. So I'm going to conclude by saying this 3-minute stuff, I appreciate that. You have all the time in the world to get your scripts together. These people are the victims, and you are the perpetrators. The greatest risk to the people in this area downstream from that dam is not terrorists. It's you.
Wow. The greatest risk downstream from this dam is not terrorists. It's you. When your own government is the terrorist organization. It's what I've said. I said this early on. We don't have to fear from ISIS. We don't have to fear from Al-Qaeda. We don't even have to fear from La Raza. All terrorist organizations, of course. We have to fear from a terrorist known as Jerry Brown. He is the terrorist. He is the terrorist in California. And he could have been, well, very happy right now if he had completed that little project of the dam coming down. Maybe blowing up the dam in the final moments. And causing the death of nearly a million people. Which would have included me, by the way. Now, one thing you don't want to do, that's what I figured out. There's one thing I don't think Jerry Brown really wanted to do. I don't think Jerry Brown really wanted to anger a radio talk show host with his life and a million other Californians. I have a feeling that was probably the wrong thing to do. And I have a feeling it was probably why you want to shut us up so badly, Jerry. We're not going away. There's more of us, just like you heard from Porgans. And oh, by the way, we're going to be... There's more, ladies and gentlemen, from this meeting. Oh, there's plenty of more. And we're going to be breaking out. You're going to hear from the other people that night. who were saying the same thing. And by the way, you're going to be hearing from a young man who wanted to know and wants to know even to this day, where is Jerry Brown? Why hasn't he come to Oroville and shown support? Oh, he made a secret visit to Oroville, but he has not shown up once officially to Oroville. He said he wasn't going to show up. He said he wasn't. That's the first night he spoke, which was the night after this event took place. He was forced into making a statement by myself and other people on the radio, other people down in Sacramento. They finally got the merch. Hey, well, we kind of listened to this guy on the radio, Paul Preston. He said, where's Jerry Brown? Where's Jerry Brown? And they started hammering Jerry Brown in his office. And finally, he came out and spoke. And when he spoke, he said, oh, I'm not going to go down to Oroville. Are you kidding me? It's dangerous. At least that's the perception. Even Kamala Harris showed up out here. In the good battle being fought by James Gallagher, Jim Nielsen, they were here. They were up there on the 11th, the same day I was. Just kind of checking it out. And where was Jerry Brown? Where was Jerry Brown? Where is Jerry Brown today on this? He's pontificating, talking like a madman about climate change. Because after all, wasn't it climate change? God didn't show up that night. You heard that. It must have been climate change. The new Gaia.
Prepared for any emergency with New Manna Foods. New Manna Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, New Manna has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, New Manna Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose New Manna to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase New Manna Foods by going to numanna.com/agenda. That's numanna, numanna.com/agenda. numanna.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with New Manna Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And also, Numana, numana.com/agenda for all your prepper needs. You need power iodine, you need water, or how you can filter your water. Anything you need for survival. 25-year shelf life. And by the way, it's good food. Every once in a while, I break into some Numana. Sorry. It just sits in there. Well, you know, but it's all, listen, you got it. You got to pack it away and store it and have stuff available to you. Anyway, a lot of things going on. Mitch McConnell, we were going to talk about this. What's next for the Republicans? And I kicked this out of the first hour because we're just having too much good times. What is going to happen with the Republicans? What's going to happen with the whole show, if you will? What is going to happen with them? Okay. House Ways and Means Chair, tax reform is still on track. We got to find out if this is good news because we want tax reform. We want to get into this whole tax reform business. It's just kind of, I think, the right way to go, obviously. Tax reform. Will it happen? I hope so.
The fallout from all of this, and then on the next battle, and it's going to be a big one, the House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Kevin Brady on those tax cuts. Chairman, very good to have you. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Neil.
What about that? Moving right on to tax cuts, because obviously a vote to repeal Obamacare, the votes aren't there, at least in the Senate, but what do you think?
Yeah, so we've never left tax reform. As you know, we've run this parallel track on tax reform since almost the day after the election and years before, come to think of it. But we've got some work to do here. We're still shooting for the lowest rates possible, the most competitive design we can, and lowering those tax rates, whether you're a local business person or a middle-class family. And so I haven't seen anything yet that knocks us off our pace to deliver it this year.
All right, so part of that means that you would address both the personal rates and the corporate rates together.
Yeah, I think that's important, and not just corporate, but our local business rates, whether you're a mom and pop or ExxonMobil. We want those, one, because it's all incredibly pro-growth. So many of our businesses are not in the corporate side of the tax sort of approach, and so we want to make sure we're going all in for growth, as you know. And while, look, a lot of attention on health care, I still think it's important those individual Senate Republicans stay at the table, deliver a solution, but it's not distracting us at all from our goal.
Chairman, are you bitter at your Senate colleagues?
No. A little frustrated in the sense that this is a promise we've made, not just simply to repeal, but actually put in place affordable health care. You know, I know it's tough. I know this is a challenge the House delivered. It took some work to get it done. So I'm just, again, urging our Senate colleagues, stay at the table, produce a solution. We think it's important.
Do you think that this getting tax cuts through will be as more difficult than the health care fix?
Well, I think, look, they're both difficult for different reasons. Health care is so personal. I know back home with my constituents, they're seeing this Obamacare collapse, insurers leave. Look, they're going to need help. And so repealing and replacing is really critical for them. For tax reform, you know, it's a different type of lift. I still say it's the greatest challenge of any generation. But we can do it if we just stay at the table and do our work.
The reason why I raise it, sir, is that we got word out of the House Budget Committee drafting its own sort of blueprint, a budget blueprint, that both conservatives and moderates had problems with it. Conservatives say that it didn't cut enough, even though it had $200 billion plus in largely entitlement and fixed programs over the next 10 years. So conservatives said it should have been more. Moderates saying, no, that's too much. So if that's a preview to coming attractions, I'm wondering about your efforts on tax reform.
Yeah, so that's pretty traditional in the budget decision. And budget votes are always hard as well for that very same reason. But here's the important part of this vote. This budget gives us the green light, the vehicle to deliver tax reform this year, gives us the process to do that. So this is an incredibly important vote. And think about this week. I think the timing's perfect. The president is pushing very hard on more Made in America products here in the United States. Tax reform delivers on that.
But I read frustration into the president, sir, and when he was speaking to the White House, obviously he knows the process and how it goes and how dicey it is and how tenuous that Republican majority is in the Senate. But it seems like he's much more comfortable, much more in his element when it comes to tax cuts. And he wants that, and big time. But already some moderates seem to be saying, well, those tax cuts can't be too big. Where do you stand on that?
Well, I can only speak for the House Republicans. They want us to go to the lowest rates possible for our local businesses so they can compete and win anywhere in the world.
You're talking about corporate rates and all these business-related rates. How about individual
Absolutely.
Rates? The same thing?
Yeah, same thing. They want to flatten out the brackets, simplify the code, lower the rates at all levels, and encourage more savings and investment by our families as well. Incredibly pro-growth.
You know, Congressman, much had been made of the fact that some of your House colleagues, maybe you as well, were concerned that the Senate was cooking up a plan, a health care plan that included some of the key taxes on the upper income, on investments and Medicare. And there was a frustration about that was still in there. It's a moot point now, I know. But there are a number of those same Republicans who say that they're against a big tax cuts for the wealthy or anything that benefits the wealthy. Maybe it's the PR, the look, or the feeling that now's not the time. How do you feel about that? How do you think that's going to go?
Well, we're going to find out how it goes in the next week as Mumbles gets his act together. Stay with us. More Agenda 21 Radio coming right at you.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Be prepared for any emergency with New Mana Foods. New Mana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, New Mana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, New Mana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose New Mana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase New Mana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with New Mana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-780-3910 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-780-3910. Again, that's 800-780-3910.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
You know, yesterday I was on the way to the radio station, KMYC 1410 AM, and all of a sudden, behind me, a highway patrolman lights up. And I'm sitting there thinking, oh my God, what have I done? What have I done? All of a sudden, his siren goes on, and I go, oh my God, I'm really in trouble. Because normally they just light you up and you pull over, right? So I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. Well, as it turned out, he's just zoomed right around me. He just dashed right off. And all of a sudden, there's an ambulance going back the other way. And then a fire engine coming the same way. The highway. It was chaos on the streets of Yuba City, California. As it turned out, it was very chaotic. There was a madman who stole a Caltrans truck and committed three crashes and then stole a Prius of somebody's Prius. Got in that. Ultimately crashing, I mean, I don't know how many cars were crashed and just, you know, destroyed. People injured. He was actually life flighted out. Yeah, I mean, this is it's a crazy world. So that was my day yesterday. I'm like, oh, wow. But that's kind of what the world we live in, isn't it? A little bit of chaos. But you know what? You listen to Agenda 21 Radio, and we just sort of sort out the chaos for you. That's our job, is to sort out that chaos for you. Anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. We have all the news and information for you up there right now. You can also go to Numana, get your prepper foods, be prepared. You never know when you're going to have a dam break in your neighborhood. That could really spoil things. Numana, 25-year life shelf life, I guess you can say. And the other thing, too, is they're sealed, so they're waterproof in case of flooding. They come in some really nice little slick sealed containers, so your food is protected. And it's a very, very good food, I might add. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. You can email me, paul at a21r.com. That's paul at a21r.com. And when we come back, boy, more on this hump day. Because remember, it's a humper. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, as I say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.